We are up to Simin Tofresh Ayin Vav Sif Hey. Yaskil Lahadlik Bilel Rishon Bener Hayoser Yemini. If you have a menorah, so you're supposed to light on the first night the rightmost ner, Ubalel Beis on the second one, Kishe Yosef Ner Echad Samachlo on the second night when you add one, Yaskil V'Yavarach Al Hanosaf. Since you lit the rightmost one on the first day first, so the second day you are adding to the left. That is the one that you make the bracha on. In which case, you're going to be going from left to right. Shehu yoser smoli kedei lahafnos liyamin. So that you're turning to the right. So every day you begin with the leftmost ner, which is being added to all the others that were begun on the right side. V'chel melel gimel kashi yosef od acher samach lebeiz neres harishonis. Yaschil banosaf. You always start with the new one. Uvo yaschil habracha. That's the one you make the bracha on. V'achar kach yifna letzad yamin. And this way, afterwards, you will move towards the right. Whenever you're lighting, you move towards the right. V'chein b'chol waila. Nimtza shetomid mevarach al hanosaf. Shu mora al hanes. Sharei betosefes hayomim nitosef hanes. This way, you're always making the bracha on the new ner, because the new ner shows that there was more miracle, there was more nace. Because every night it burnt longer. Every night it burnt more, the fact that it lasted 8 days. Now, the truth is that between the Mishnah Brura and the Bir Halacha, there are actually three different shitas as to the correct order to light. So the Mishnah Brura points out that going with the Mechaber, the Beis Yosef, there's no nafka mina where exactly your menorah is. Whether it's to the right of the door, to the left of the door, it's inside the doorway. In all cases, you do the same thing. It means the Mechaber's shita includes two elements. Element number one is that you should always be making the bracha on the new one. And element number two is that you should always be moving towards the right. Consequently, you will always light the old one on the right side, add the new one to the left of it, and when you light, you're moving from left to right. This is the shita of the Mechaber. Now, the second shita, although this is not the second one brought in the Mishnah Brura, but I would jump to the Bir Halacha, where he brings a second shita, which the second shita is that of the Taz. The Taz holds that this idea of kol pino shatapona lo yu elishel yamin doesn't mean that you start on the left side and move to the right. He says it means you start on the right. The Taz's shita is that you must always start on the right side. So according to him, we flip the whole thing. You always have to light the rightmost ner, in which case the new one should always be on the right. Now, the second daya that he brings here, which is going to be the third daya, is the shita of the Marshal. And the Gros seems to go along with it. The Marshal's taina is like this. Let's go back to the Mechaber. In the Mechaber had you lighting outdoors. Like Dina de Gemara, it's the Ramah that mentions that today we're in a matzah of sakana and we don't light outdoors, but the Mechaber has us light outdoors. According to the Mechaber, if you're lighting outdoors, where do you light? Lighting in the doorway is probably not the most commonly thing done, because then it gets knocked over. How do you walk out the door? We're talking about the front door to the house. So what do? You either light to the right of the door or to the left of the door. Now the halacha is that Ner Chanukah is supposed to be in the tefach hasamuch lepesach. It's supposed to be within a tefach of the door. Now your menorah is probably wider than one tefach. In order to have enough room for eight distinct different fires, where it doesn't look like one big medura, the way to do it is to separate them, and your menorah therefore will be wider than a tefach. So that the ner that is always within the tefach hasamuch lepesach is always going to be the one that is closest to the door. If you put your menorah in tefach hasamuch lepesach, so whichever side it's on, that will be the one that is closest to the door. The Marshal's shita is that you should always be starting with the ner that is closest to the door, and then move outwards. So according to him, you may be going to the right, you may be going to the left, doesn't make a difference. The Gra holds of this. The Gro holds that the Iker Adin is to light first the one that's Samach LePesach. The Gro also says something else. His claim is that where did the Mechaber get this inyan of lighting the new one every night first because it shows the increased nes? On the contrary, the Iker Adin is ner ishu beso. The Iker Adin is to light one. On that we have a Mahadrin with a Mahadrin mina Mahadrin, and we end up lighting more than one. But the Iker Adin is one. Says the Gro, that one has more chashivas than all the Mahadrins and Mahadrin mina Mahadrins. You should be lighting the Iker Adin first, and then light the Mahadrins afterwards. Therefore, according to the Gro and the Marshal, you should always be lighting the one that is actually closest to the door first, and depending on the right or left side, that will determine which direction you're going in. Of course, says the Mishnah Berurah, it's ideal that all of the neiros be in the doorway, so that you have all of your neiros in the Tefach HaSamach LePesach, as opposed to the other way, where you only have one or two that in the Tefach HaSamach LePesach, but most of your Ner Chanukah is going to be outside. So those are the three shitas. As far as the halacha goes, the Mishnah Berurah says, Da'ovid Kamar Ovid, Da'ovid Kamar Ovid, you can do according to your minhag, and any one of them would be good. The lashon of the Bir Halacha is, Kol Echad Yase Kiminhago. It's interesting, in the Mishnah Berurah, he Bechlal doesn't bring the sheet of the Taz, but in the Bir Halacha he says, En Litchos Gam Kein Shitas HaTaz, and he brings those Achronim that do bring him down. Of course, this is all a shaila of lechatchila. Everyone agrees that regardless of what order you lit them in, you are yotze ner Chanukah. Now, the same thing, if someone's lighting in a window or he's lighting in shul, the halacha is that the first thing you do, according to the Mechaber, is do the right one first. As far as where to light in shul, the shita of the Chassam Sofer is that in a shul, where it says that you're supposed to light at the Dorim side, because the Shulchan was in Safon and the menorah was in Dorim, in the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash, what you should really be doing is, it's totally in a machlokas, we've shown him how the menorah was in the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash, but the Chassam Sofer comes out that you should really be lighting perpendicular to the Aron Kodesh. In other words, the rightmost Ner is facing the Aron Kodesh. Not only that, but you should be lighting it from behind, meaning not that it's on the wall and you're facing it, but that it's moved away from the wall and that you're lighting from behind it. Most places do not have that minig, but according to the Chassam Sofer, that is the ideal way of lighting in a Beis Knesses. Now, a question people often ask is, if you're lighting in a window, so which direction do you light in? Which one do you light first, and which direction do you light in? So the answer is that you go by where you are, meaning if it's on a table not far from the window, and you're able to squeeze in between that table and the window, then you can have your back to the street and light the way you would light if you're facing behind it. However, I mean facing in front of it. In other words, you would put the first one down to your right, and the next night add one to the left and go from the left to right. However, if it's on a window sill, then you light your rightmost one, which will be the opposite from the street, and then the next night you light the one to the left of it, and you light that one first, and so on, like the Mechaber. So what it really depends on is not what people are seeing. What it depends on is the way you're lighting. Now also the Mishnah Berurah says that it's very important that if you're lighting the left one, the leftmost one first, that you not be standing on the right side, because there's a problem of Ein Maviren Ala Mitzvahs. You're not allowed to be standing over an opportunity for doing a mitzvah, pass over it, and then do the mitzvah elsewhere. So say you're standing on the right side, then you come with your shamash to light it, you're passing over all of the neiros on the right side and beginning with the left. That's a problem of Ein Maviren Ala Mitzvahs, which according to many is actually an Isser D'oraisa.